I have been living my absolute best life. I have been doing intense healing work and I am giving Sunday spirituality speech. Stay tuned after these sponsorship messages and we're gonna get into it. Hello, royal divine beings of love and light. Hello, creators. It is Nikitra Berard. You are tuned into the Creative Album Podcast. This is the Sunday spirituality speech where I give my 2 cents about, I would say, religion, spirituality, talk about God, goddess, the divine source, and just sharing valuable life lessons that I have been learning along the way, along my journey. I did miss the last Sunday. I did not give a speech. So I feel like I have like twice as much to say. So before we even get started, if you guys like cannabis, if you smoke herbs, pull them out. Now is the time. It is 8:30 a.m. in the morning, but so what? I am my own boss. I have not attended church. I don't know how long it's been since I've been to church, but I have been developing my own spiritual belief system and routine and practices so that I can, I would say, decolonize from you know, whatever is just not serving me anymore. So yeah, we're going to get into it. I'm also going to be doing an oracle card reading probably towards the end. So let's get to it because y'all, I have been doing some intense healing work. Just really spending a lot of time in meditation. I have mentors, our spiritual teachers that I follow, you know, that has helped me in so many ways. And I've been spending time out in nature, which I feel like is everybody's, you know, spiritual teacher or, you know, could be your mentor. So, that's what I have been doing lately. I also have a few other channels and social profiles and media outlets that I manage. So that explains why I have not been sharing or uploading episodes on the podcast lately because I have been working on all, you know, other things. And I do want to put more emphasis and energy into the creative album, but I think that I am expanding upon, you know, where I saw this going. So I probably like start a whole new project or a website or, you know, some type of like extra thing that is, you know, going on. So once I figure that out, we will see where it goes because I just have like lots and lots of ideas and I have to like structure them, organize them and try to get them out. So that's what I feel like we are doing today for the Sunday spirituality speech. Like I see the benefit and the value in spending quality time to myself, like on my own. Like I have not had very much social interaction, you know, just like I haven't been traveling. I've, you know, just really been on my own to myself and listening to, you know, beautiful music, like Native American flute music and like tuning bowls. You know, that type of energy, like that has been a part of my healing work. And just, I would say spending more time in meditation probably than the average person. Like I will sit for an hour to 3 hours just breathing, you know, laying down. I would say very extreme. And it, like, why is that? You know, I'm really trying to get familiar or comfortable with hearing or listening to my own thoughts, like truly discovering who I am without the influence and the pressures of society. And that's why, that's what I mean by like, I haven't been to church. Like I haven't been reading the Bible lately. Like I do have favorite quotes and verses, you know, that I like to pull out, but like, who am I without outside information. Y'all know in our generation, we are over flooded with all types of images and media. So it's like all of these things are affecting who you are and the decisions that you make. So I, you know, like I haven't been watching much television, you know, so it's like just retreating from the world, basically. Like that's what I would say my healing has been like, or that's what it looks like. You know, just spending a couple of days like on my own to myself. And I would say I have a lot more energy. I have a lot more to say. I feel like I have like all of these ideas and things that I want to do and places that I want to go and all of this stuff. So like that seems to be the benefit and the value of, you know, just healing, you know, taking time out to love yourself, and not looking for it, you know, outside of you, whether it is, you know, through religion or, you know, people or work, you know, it's just like, you just gotta find ways to to love yourself and, you know, whatever that means for you. So, yeah, that was probably just like a whole, I don't know, just throw up of, I don't know. I feel so good. I feel alive. And the creative album is really like a diary or a document of my life journey. Because, okay, so I'm into music. I wanted to make my own musical album, but I just personally, I would say I'm not musically inclined or anything. I'm like, I'm not signed with anyone. I don't consider myself a strong singer. But I wanted to make my own album, and an album is just a collection of, you know, of art, you know, whatever it is. So this is a digital version of it, of an album. You know, we are, you know, modern these days. So I'm really not trying to be perfect or polished in everything that I do. So I have just been exploring, you know, just different, you know, interests, you know, like who am I without all of like all of the trash and other people's ideas and beliefs, and just kind of like stripping away from those things so that I can recreate a new version of myself, so that I can become who I am at this stage of my life. So yeah, that is that's what we got going on for a Sunday spirituality. Let me play some music, get into some vibes. We have a few more weeks left until it is fall season. So I'm going to consider this like end of summer. So yeah, let me see what I'm going to play. I am Nikitra Barrar. Thanks for vibing with me on the Creative Album Podcast. So yeah, that completes the reading. Hopefully giving you something interesting and entertaining to talk about, take with you in your endeavors. You guys are invited to join the online community that I have by clicking subscribe on the homepage of the podcast, where I give exclusive content for members only. It includes, we're doing light activations. I do a little bit of light language. This is something that I haven't really talked a lot about on the podcast because this is a new gift that I am currently sharing. This is going to be so interesting. But yes, that is included in the online community. So what else is on the topic of discussion for today? I don't know. I just feel like I am so full of energy. I am just rambling, you know, living my best life, having a good time. I am open up to magic and miracles. I have this deep appreciation for life. Like, what are we doing? Where are we going? Like, where is my greatest joy? Let's go there. Let's do that. So yes, I just wanted to give you guys an update. Sunday spirituality speech. Happy Sunday if you are listening on a Sunday. Yeah, I am going to enjoy this blunt that I have. I couldn't focus because I just wanted to get out all the things that I wanted to say, guys. This is going to complete the Sunday spirituality speech, and I will chat with you guys later. All right, I went for something soft and sentimental because later on today, I am probably going to be in the studio recording to some more, I would say, hip-hop upbeat type music. So, yeah, if you guys want to tune into that, let me know. But we are going to get into the Oracle card reading. I have been working with some amazing ladies who are into tarot cards, Oracle cards, and the messages that I receive from them. Oh my gosh, it has helped me to, I would say, be distracted from some of the problems or issues that I just be having, that I have going on in my own world. But it is also very therapeutic, you know. So right now we have a Virgo new moon, we have Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. Like, there's all kinds of stuff going on in the cosmos, and that does have an effect on humanity. You know, the cosmic bodies can affect our human bodies. I have been, you know, just diving deep into astrology. So yes, I am sharing all of this stuff with you guys. And I find that this is more helpful than a church sermon. Okay. Like, I am not against it. I am just very open-minded, not afraid to explore for myself. So yeah, this is your non-traditional church sermon, okay? Let's get into the Oracle cards because I'm really just rambling. I didn't have anything planned for today. I just really wanted to come and talk to you guys, chat with you, document what's been going on in my life. Because I haven't been on the creative album in a while. I haven't updated anything. So here we are. Now for the Oracle cards, I am using the Keepers of the Light Oracle deck. I think I'm going to pull maybe two or three cards because I don't want to make this too long. We have lots of things to get done today. I am working on building the life of my dreams. Okay, so yeah, we got work to do. But the first card that we have out of the deck is Sanat Kumara, Light Activation. Shine your light. Your internal guidance is coming through loud and clear. Now, he shows up with these weird symbols in the background. It's like he is out in the universe and he has this light wand, Sanat Kumara. I'm going to read a little bit more about him. Sanat Kumara means eternal youth. He is an advanced cosmic light being who is dedicated to helping the earth rise up towards the light. Now, I do have this new obsession, or I have just been on the search for understanding light and what light is. Ever since I had my spiritual awakening, and then I mentioned recently that I saw a shooting star. And you know, that's light floating past the sky, you know, in the cosmos. So I have been trying to figure out what actually is light. You know, I think it's information. So I'm really excited that Sanat Kumara shows up with light activation. He has been acknowledged as a god in Hinduism. In more recent times, he has been acknowledged as coming from Venus and bringing through unconditional love. You are here to light up the world. You may feel that you are being pushed or that there is a lot going on at once, and this is because your energy is magnetic to others and they want it in their life. Take the time to listen to your inner voice. Remember the cosmic light of heaven and draw it into you. This is all you need to do to inspire the world. So actually, I could finish off with this, but I am going to pull a few more cards because I have been, you know, really to myself and just loving myself and appreciating life as much as I can. Like, I'm like, I've never been here before. I've never loved myself as much as I have lately. And when that happens, you are magnetic. You are attractive. People can see and feel, wow, there is, you know, something wonderful about you. Wow, like, what's up with you? Like, that's what that glow is about. And I am feeling that in my life. And I'm just like, oh, yes, I'm so glad to be here. So, like, what do I have to do to make sure that I stay here? And that's why I have been spending time in meditation and listening to music. Like, let this be a lifestyle. Like, the amount of peace and tranquility and serenity that I have just been in, the environment that I have been in, it's like magical. Like, I saw a butterfly one day and I was just like, it took my breath away. Just the smallest, most minute things. I was eating a meal, y'all, and I was like boohoo crying because I was just in so much gratitude that I had, you know, clean water and food to eat. So, oh yeah, that's probably too much information, but yeah, let's keep it moving. The next card is Hope, Love, and Acceptance. She shows up with this radiant, beautiful yellow glow and aura about her with the lotus flower in her hands. Love is yours. Recognize your divine worth. Choose loving thoughts. Yes, hope, love, and acceptance. Now, what I love about hope is it's not wishful thinking. It's not empty thinking. It's more about trusting that what you want and what you're asking for, it already exists. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be desiring it. You wouldn't even be asking for it. So angels are gathering around you in celebration that you are finally willing to see how loving and lovable you are. Hope is here with her legion of love angels, guiding you to see that you deserve loving relationships, loving experiences, and loving acceptance from the world around you. Yes, allow yourself to be loved. It seems that you are really moving beyond the limitations that you once had in this department, but know that whenever you do question your worth, you can call on hope to shine her golden light upon you. So yes, it's just like tapping into energy. That's why I I like using these cards because it's just like good to have these, you know, powerful, inspirational and positive messages around you. They're portable and you can turn this into a full on business if you want to, helping people, you know, navigate through tough times, difficult times, use it as mentor programs and, you know, just so many wonderful things that you can do. I'm going to say outside of the traditional, like, religion. You know, it's Sunday. In Christianity, you celebrate, you know, the Sabbath day on Sunday, and some people do it on Saturday. So this is what I'm doing on my Sunday rising, you know, just communing with spirit and reflecting on, you know, where I am in my life so that I can figure out where I'm going next. So I'm going to pull one more card and it is El Moria, Awakening Presence. The universe is with you. Wear a cloak of protection and love. El Moria is, he is a spiritual, El Moria is a spiritual name that was given to protect the identity of Ranbir Singh, who was a spiritually aware man born into a powerful family that ruled Kashmir, which is a region in the Indian subcontinent, back in the 19th century. It is said that he interceded both spiritually and physically to stop the British invasion of the region in 1845. Now, this wise soul is now able to help us remove any energy from our life that is not serving our connection to God. He is a wonderful guide to call on if we are unsure if something is real or not, which is something that we definitely have to question, especially in this digital age where we have to you know, work through algorithms and cyber attacks and hackers and scammers in the digital space. So, yeah, like you still need God in your life. He helps awaken our I Am presence, which is our truest connection to our soul and to the universe itself. Spiritual protection is important at this time. Ensure that you are cleansing your energy before putting on protection. So, yeah, that is, I'm going to say, like a new spiritual ritual or practice that I have picked up and, you know, just being intentional about my energy, like my thoughts. You know, it's like what you do consume, like mentally, the stuff that you watch on TV and, you know, on social media, like that affects your energy. So it is important, or even if you're having conversations with people, you know, like interacting with people, you know, you're working or whatever the case may be, dealing with family things, like you have to detox, you know, that part of you so that you can, you know, make better quality decisions about your life so that, you know, it's like it just cleanse your energy and then protect it. Like, I want to say, I really don't even know how important it is, like spiritual protection. It's something that I would say humanity has gotten away from. It's no wonder we have, you know, all of these catastrophes and diseases and wars and, you know, all of the stuff that I could just come out and name. But it's, you know, more than likely because we have gotten disconnected from our spiritual, you know, identity, our I Am presence. So allow that light to shine through your entire being. And also know that facing fears and seeing the truth will strengthen your connection to the universal life force. So, yeah, I am going to end the Oracle card reading with that. And as far as facing fears and seeing the truth, that is something that I have been doing on my own for the past couple months, you know, in regards to, I'm going to say spirituality, because just for me to, like, be so bold and just like like cutthroat about like, yeah, I'm not going to church and it's cool. Like that's, you know, because I am starting to see the truth, like some religions and like Catholic and the priesthood and all that, like humans started that with their own agenda. And it's like, I don't want to be a part of that, you know, like having people to believe and do things and, you know, with their own intentions. And like, this is something that humanity is coming to realize, like, you actually don't need a preacher or a pastor to explain who God is. Like, if they know, you know, right? Like, you could find out for yourself. Like, you have purpose and power in your own authority. And that's something that, you know, like, I had to face a fear about. Like, some people actually grieve, like, oh my gosh, it's I'm still loved if I don't go to church every Sunday. Yeah, absolutely. And I know that this is, you know, this is a message for whoever needs to hear it. And then, you know, also facing my fears in terms of like finances. I have been feeling more comfortable or confident in, it's probably more of a self-worth thing. Like, yeah, I am worthy and deserving of, you know, as much money as I can handle. I feel like moving throughout life or in society, it's like, actually, it's more okay for you to have a little bit of money or like no money and you're good. But if you have like, you know, if you're making millions and billions, it's like, you know, like something is not okay with that. It's like, oh, you know, so it's like me just facing my fears in regards to like, oh, I actually can create, earn, attract millions and billions of dollars. Like, who else is it for? The animals? No, you know, so it's like just getting rid of some of the beliefs and ideas that I have picked up along my trail from other people, and just like kind of like peeling everything back, like, oh, you know what, that's not mine, I don't want to believe that anymore, like I don't want that to be true for me anymore, like really facing my fears on that. And another wild thing, since we do have, I can't remember Uranus is, what position the planet of Uranus is in right now, but I have listened to a podcast about UFOs and aliens, because I heard about some disclosure that was supposed to be happening, you know, from the government or whatever, or CIA, about all the research that has been done. And I'm telling you, I am like the most, I'm gonna like, that's just not my thing. Like, I believe in aliens, but I do not want to see them. I do not want to talk to them. Like, to know that they exist, that is enough for me. But I have like faced my fears, like, okay, what is this all about? Why do I need to know this? So yeah, that is just something, that's very out there.